You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 130, The Nature of Saints. Today's challenge. The Catholic Church shouldn't refer just to people in heaven as saints. All believers are saints. Today's defense. The term saint is used in multiple senses, even in Scripture. The term saint, in Hebrew kadosh, Aramaic kadish, Greek hagios, and Latin sanctus, means holy one. Anyone who is in some sense holy or sanctified is in that sense a saint. This leads to many uses of the term in Scripture, though this is partially masked because English translators sometimes render the word as saint and sometimes as holy one. The Israelites were a people holy to God, Leviticus 20:26, and so the Old Testament describes them as saints, Psalm 34:9, Daniel 7:18, and 8:24. Thus, Paul tells Gentile Christians that they have become fellow citizens with the saints, Ephesians 2:19. Christians are also holy to God, 1 Peter 1:16, so the New Testament often refers to them as saints, 2 Corinthians 1:1, Ephesians 1:1, Philippians 1:1. The Catholic Church acknowledges this usage. After reviewing various passages in the New Testament that refer to Christians as saints, John Paul II noted, "All these cases refer to Christians, or to the faithful, that is, to the brethren who have received the Holy Spirit." General Audience, August 16, 1989. Jewish people were sanctified by their participation in the Mosaic Covenant, and Christians are sanctified by their participation in the New Covenant of Christ. So this represents two different forms of sanctification or sainthood. There are others. Thus, the holy angels are referred to as saints. Psalm 89, verses 6 and 8, Daniel 4:13, etc. In popular speech, a person of notable holiness is often referred to as a saint, and we find this usage in the Bible as well. See Isaiah 4, verses 3 and 4, and Matthew 27, verses 52 and 53. Very surprisingly for English speakers, Jesus is described as the saint or holy one of God. Mark 1:24, Luke 4:34, etc. And God himself is described as the saint or holy one of Israel. Psalm 71:22, 78:41, etc. Since there is no single privileged definition of the term, it's reasonable to use saint to refer to those who have their sanctification or sanctification completed by dwelling with God in heaven. This is thus one way the Church uses the term, both for those in heaven who have been canonized and those who have not.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.